From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at the party's top elected official for abandoning his campaign while acknowledging that his run for the White House is struggling. Trump, in a Twitter posting, attacked the House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan as a very weak and ineffective leader after Ryan told other Republicans Monday he would no longer campaign for Trump or defend his offensive comments. Numerous Republican elected officials have retracted their support for Trump in recent days or implored him to drop out of the race after a 2005 tape surfaced last week in which Trump made crude comments about women. Trump says there's zero chance that he'll quit. Russian President Vladimir Putin has canceled a planned visit to Paris, according to the Kremlin Tuesday. It comes after the French President Francois Hollande accused Syrian troops of committing a war crime in Aleppo with Russia's support. However, the French president says he's ready to meet with the Russian president. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Hollande on Tuesday emphasized why Syria needed to be the focus on any talks with Russia.
Le dialogue est nécessaire avec la Turquie.
He said he believes dialogue with Russia must be firm and open. He said he is ready to meet with Putin at any time if it would further peace in Syria and make the bombings there stop. On Monday, the French foreign minister said Russia could face war crimes over its bombing campaign in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. Russia has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, saying it targets terrorist groups in support of President Bashar al-Assad's government. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Samsung Tuesday announced a total stop of production of its troubled Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, citing safety concerns. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday that it would send 1 million cholera vaccine doses to Haiti. The country has seen the cases of the disease surge since it was ravaged by Hurricane Matthew last week. The WHO cholera expert Dominique Legros told reporters in Geneva that more than 200 cases had been detected. Meanwhile, the WHO also said Tuesday that 11 cases of cholera were confirmed in Yemen's capital of Sana'a. Amnesty International is joining demands that Pakistani authorities immediately revoke travel restrictions on one of the country's leading journalists for reporting details of a high-level secret meeting on national security measures. They also cited chilling language used by Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's office. Sira Almeida, the journalist in question, announced overnight that on his official Twitter account that he'd been informed he's on the exit control list. That placement of his name on that list means he cannot leave Pakistan. The World Health Organization says widespread consumption of sugar is a major factor in the growing global obesity epidemic. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN agency is calling on governments to tax sugary drinks to lower consumption and reduce the worldwide health risk.
A new report finds more than one-third of adults around the world was overweight and 500 million were obese in 2014. More troubling, the World Health Organization estimates 42 million children under age 5 were overweight or obese last year. This represents an increase of about 11 million during the past 15 years. The UN agency says unhealthy diets are behind the rise in diabetes, which now accounts for more than 422 million cases and an estimated 1.5 million deaths a year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gunmen targeted Shiite pilgrims in Kabul late Tuesday as they gathered near a shrine to celebrate the festival of Ashura. That's according to the Interior Ministry there. It said three attackers opened fire and two were killed. However, officials there were not able to clarify whether there were casualties. Afghanistan has deployed more than 300 commandos backed by NATO airstrikes in Lashkar Gah. The move is to drive Taliban insurgents from the city after the militants killed 14 people in a coordinated attack, according to officials Tuesday. Israeli authorities barred Palestinians from entering the country from the Gaza Strip ahead of the Yom Kippur holiday that begins Tuesday evening. That's according to the army. They're on high alert after a gunman attack in Jerusalem Sunday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.